Anyway, Chanukah, we always learn the Gemara of Chanukah. So to start in the middle of the Gemara over here, the Gemara says, Amar Rav Masna, Amar Rav Zeira, Amar Rav. See, this is Shmanim Shanim Chachamim, the wicks and the oils that the Chachamim said, Ein Madlikim Ben B'Shabbos, you're not allowed to light with them on Shabbos. There's certain wicks and oils that doesn't burn well. And Shabbos is, if it doesn't burn well, we're afraid you might start playing around with it on Shabbos and causing fires to get bigger or smaller, which is forbidden. So they said certain wicks and oils you can't use on Shabbos. But Rav Masna, or Rav Zeira Merav says, Madlikim and B'Chanukah B'Kebein B'Chol B'Ein B'Shabbos. On Chanukah you are allowed to use them. Why? Amar B'Yirma, my time at the Rav. What's the reason of Rav? Because Rav holds a few things. Number one, Kofsa Ein Zakuklo. If the fire goes out, you don't have to rekindle it. Once you light the Chanukah Menorah, if it was lit properly with the amount of oil or the candles were big enough and it went out, then you don't have to extinguish it, relight it. So we're not afraid by Chanukah and Shabbos he's going to go relight it. And secondly, you're not allowed to benefit from the fire. So if you're not allowed to benefit from the fire, we're not afraid he's going to sit there and make the wick bigger or smaller because you're not allowed to use it anyway. So the Gemara says, Amruka Rabbanu Kami Rabbi Mishmed Rabbi Yirmiya. So what Rabbanu said this law to Abaye in the name of Rabbi Yirmiya, V'lei Kibla, he didn't accept it. He said, I don't agree. Ki Asa Rabin, when Rabin came from Eretz Yisrael, Amru Rabbanu Kami Rabbi, so the rabbi said it in front of Abaye in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, the Kibla, and he accepted it. So initially he didn't accept it then, and then he did. So Amar Abaye said, it's a very famous Gemara, Abaye said, Izakoi, if I merited, Gmirasi l'shmaitza me'ikara, I would have accepted the law earlier, the first time. So the Gemara says, well, Gomer, but eventually you learned it. What's the difference, earlier, later? So the Gemara answers, Nafkamina l'girsa d'yankisa. This is a very famous expression. Girsa d'yankisa, the Gemara says, what you learn when you're young, you don't forget. So Abaye says, I missed the fact that I didn't accept it in my youth, because then it would have stuck with me forever. Now I accepted it when I got old, so it wasn't so good. Then the Gemara says, Ramin, I'll ask you a question. We learned in the Braisa, it says, Mitzvasa mishetish kachama at shetich l'regel menashuk. The mitzvah of Chanukah candles are from sundown until people don't walk anymore in the street. So what Gemara says, my love, what does this din probably mean? The kof said that if the fire went out, you have to relight it. So how could you say if the Chanukah candles go out, you don't have to relight it? The implication here is that you do have to relight it. So the Gemara says, like, what it means is, the Eli Adlik Madlik, that if it goes out, you have to light it. If it goes out, you don't have to rekindle it. It means if you didn't light it at all, you should light it. Or, l'shiyuri, the amount of time the candles have to burn. Meaning, the oil has to be, or the candles have to be big enough to last until people leave the street. Which Gemara is going to say is soon, a half an hour basically. So Gemara says, at shetich l'regel min ashuk, but kama, how much time is it? So Gemara says, Amar Rababa Barbachana Amar Rabbi Yechanan, adekal yedigla de tamidoi. When the feet of the tamidoi is finished. So Rashi says, what is tamidoi? They were a nation that used to gather wood, and they stayed in the street, and the last ones in the street. They were wood sellers. That when people came home at night, if they realized they didn't have enough wood for the fire, they would be able to go out and buy it from them in the street. So they were the last ones coming home at night. They were the last ones hanging out in the street. So the Gemara says, that's how long the Chanukah candles have to burn, that the last people in the street are not there anymore. Then the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan. Rabbanan learned. And Bechlal, just as an introduction to this whole Gemara of Chanukah, when the Gemara goes into the actual story of Chanukah, the Mefarshim ask an interesting question, and that is, we don't find Chanukah mentioned in Mishnah. Megillah, Purim, is a whole tractate. A whole Masechta in the Gemara is about Megillah, about Purim. There is no tractate Gemara Chanukah. Not only that, Chanukah is never mentioned in the Mishnah, except in one place, in Bava Kamma, in passing. In passing, it speaks about a camel loaded up with flax, it walks by a store and catches on fire with the store's fire, who has to pay for it? And the Gemara talks over there, but if it was Hanukkah candles that the storekeeper had permission to keep it outside, so it's an argument. That's the only mention of Hanukkah in the Mishnah. So they ask, why isn't Hanukkah mentioned in the Mishnah? So they answer the following answer. After the story of Hanukkah, as we learn in the Gemara, the Chashmonaim established a king from the Kohanim. The Chashmonaim were Kohanim. After they rededicated the Beis HaMikdash during Hanukkah, they elected a Kohen as a king, which was wrong, because kingdom belongs to Beis David, from Shevet Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, who compiled Mishnah, was upset with the Chashmonaim. So Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi left out Hanukkah for Mishnah as a punishment to the Chashmonaim for appointing a Kohen as a king going against Malchus Beis David. But he didn't want to leave it out completely, so he mentioned it once in passing. But that's the reason why all the concepts of Hanukkah basically are what's called Braisa rather than Mishnah. Okay? So now the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa. Mitzvah Hanukkah, what is the mitzvah of Hanukkah? How do you fulfill the mitzvah of Hanukkah? Ned Ishu Beisei. It's a candle per household. And as the Paschim write, it implies that the mitzvah is not on the individual, the mitzvah is on the house. What does it mean, the mitzvah is on the house? One candle per night, per family. That means the Gemara says, what is the mitzvah of Hanukkah? On the first night, you light one candle for everybody. Second night, one candle for everybody. The eighth night, one candle for everybody. That is the mitzvah of Hanukkah candles. Mahadrin, you want to be better, more hidur. Ner l'chol echad v'echad. One candle per person. That means if you have five people in the house, on the first night you light five candles, second night five candles, eighth night five candles. So the mitzvah itself is one candle for everybody. Second way of doing it is one candle per person each night. Mahadrin, mina mahadrin. What happens if you want to do the best of the best? So Bishami Yemi Bishami says, Yemrishin Madlik Shmeina. The first night you light eight. Mikam ve'elach peches ve'elach. And you keep getting less. Means according to Beishamai, on the first night of Chanukah you light eight candles, second night of Chanukah you light seven, six, five, four, three, the last night of Chanukah you light one. That's what Beishamai holds. Beisilalaimim, Yemri, Shemad, the Kachas, well, we'll soon see. It's not so simple. Yemri, Shemad, the Kachot, Beisil says the following, on the first night of Chanukah you light one. Mikan ve'elech, Meisa ve'elech. And Beisil says, first night one, second night two, third night three, third night, fourth night four, and so on. The way we do it. Taisus over here says, and we mentioned this when we were learning the halachas, Taisus in the Gemara over here says, that when the Gemara says Mahadrin mina Mahadrin, it doesn't mean that every person lights 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. The way Taisus learns, one person lights for everybody, the first night one, the second night two, the third night three. The Rambam disagrees with Taisus, and the Rambam learns Mahadrim mina Mahadrim means everybody in the house lights 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And it's interesting, the Taz says that Ashkenazim do like the Rambam and the Sfardim do like Taisus, even though Taisus is Ashkenazi, but in this case the Sfardim do like the Ashkenazic authorities and the Ashkenazic Jews do like the Sfardic authorities, the Rambam. Anyway, so now the Gemara is questioning, yeah.
If one person fulfills the mitzvah, it's no problem with other people doing the same bracha.
Correct. Because if the intent is that everybody's going to be lighting their own, so then he never had them in mind when they did it. If I'm lighting and I know you're not going to be fulfilled with my obligation because you're going to light yourself, so I never had you in mind anyway.
Even if you're Sephardic?
No, Sephardic people, some of them today, some Sephardic people have the minhag that only one lights for everybody, that's it.
In that case, you're not allowed to have to
be... Of course, you're not allowed to. It's different customs. It's different customs. If the Sephardic tradition is not to, then they don't. If the Sephardic tradition is, some people, you know, some Sephardic people do it. Depends. Yeah.
If there's 10 people and one person lights for everybody, how are they yoicha? What do they have to do to be yoicha?
If they live there?
Or they're just visiting.
No, visiting you can't be yoicha. You have to bench Hanukkah lift where you're sleeping.
In your house.
In your house.
I said there are some visitors that are sleeping there.
Huh?
The visitors are sleeping in that house.
Then they could technically all be yoicha. Or what they do in Halacha, it says, they all participate with a penny, with a pruta, and they each participate, and then they're part of that person's lighting. Or else the person can have it in mind like a gift to them, you know, to their yetzer. Now the Gemara is going to discuss, why does Bishami say what they say, that you go down, and Beisilo says you go up? What's the reason of the argument? So the Gemara says, Pliga batrea miroi b'marova. In Eretz Yisrael, two people argued about the reason of Beishami and Beisilo. Who were they? Rabbi Yesi bar Abin and Rabbi Yesi bar Zvida. Chadamer, one reason is, one of them says the following. Time of the Beishami, why did Beishami say you go down? Kenegad yomer manichnosin. How many days? Beishami says there's 8 days left, 7 days left, 6 days left, 5 days left. Why does Beishami say that? Very simple. Because when they lit the oil, the first night the oil is going to last for 8 days, then 7 days, then 6 days, and 5 days, and 4 days. So you're talking about the miracle the way how many days left of the miracle. The time of the Beis Hillel, and the reason of Beis Hillel is, Keneged Yomim Ayetzim. How many days are here now? Today's the first day, tomorrow's the second day, then the third day, fourth day. So Beis Shammai looks, it's an interesting argument. The Rebbe explains this argument that Beis Shammai looks at the potential, how many days left, potential, and Beis Hillel looks at the actual. And this is an argument of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel throughout the entire Shas. In many, many arguments, this is the logic of their reasoning. And the second one says a different reason. Time of the Beis Shammai connected Pari HaChag. The reason why Beis Shammai says you go down, because Sukkis, when they brought the 70 bulls corresponding with the 70 nations, so they went down in descending order. First there was 13, then 12, then 11, then 10. Suggesting over there you go down, here you also go down. The time of the Beis Hillel, and the reason of Beis Hillel is, Ma'alim Bakedish Ve'imeridim. You go up, but you don't go down. In Kedusha you go up, you don't go down. But
since they didn't know that it was going to go 8 days, they were thinking about one day.
Yeah, but after the Chachamim instituted the holiday a year later for the miracle that happened a year ago, so that's the way they made it, according to Beis Shammai, how many days are left? Now, the Poskim write, there's an interesting halachic difference between these two reasons. For instance, what happens if on the third night of Hanukkah, what happens on the third night of Hanukkah, you have only two candles? And the third night of Hanukkah, all you have is two candles. Should you light one or should you light two? Now, the Poskim write, if the reason of Beis Hillel is because there's 3 days of Hanukkah, 4 days of Hanukkah, 5 days of Hanukkah, so on the third night you can't light two. So you have to light one, what the actual mitzvah is. But there's no purpose of lighting two. But according to Beis Hillel's reason that you go up in Kedusha and you don't go down, so if yesterday I lit two, I can't light one today. At least let me light two. So the Gemara says there's a big halachic difference of what the reason of Beis Hillel is. Is the reason going up and not down, so then you have to light two instead of three, even though it's the third night. If it corresponds with how many days of Hanukkah, it doesn't make sense to light two on the third night. You can't do that. Anyway, the Gemara says, Amr Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan, Amr Rabbi Yechanan, Amr Rabbi Yechanan, Amr Rabbi Yechanan. Shnei Skenim Hayu B'Tzidin, there were two scholars in Tzidin, one did like B'Shamai, and one did like B'Silu. Zenes and Tam Lidvar, one person gave the reason of Pari HaChag, because it's like the cows of Sukkot, the one descending. Then Zenes and Tam Lidvar, and this one gave the reason for his halacha, of Ma'alim Bakredish Ve'Meridim. So, there was a big argument between Tam B'Shamai and B'Silu, if you go up or you go down. In Svarim it's brought down, that the word Chanukah, Ches Nun Vav Chav Hey, is an acronym for Ches Neiris VeHalacha KeBeis Hillel. So So they say that just the name Chanukah itself hints to the fact that there's eight candles, and the halacha Beis Hillel is like Beis Hillel, that you go down rather than going, that you go up rather than going down. Okay, to be continued.